And gentlemen, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. So glad you can join us. Thank you so much for your belief and trust in us as we walk through this minefield of current events together. You know, it's as you look at the news, as you look at the headlines, as you look at what is taking place, you've got North Korea. You know, we don't talk much about North Korea because obviously what can we really say, of course? If you go back through the history books, go through history, how did North Korea develop to where it's at right now? Well, obviously, North Korea came to be through a series of compromises by various administrations, starting with and especially the Clinton administration. Much news to get into tonight. Got a great show lined up for you. A couple of matters of housekeeping. First of all, Joe's got a scheduled day off today. Not a problem. Going to fly it solo. First guest coming out of the gate, Josh Tully. Fantastic talk show host. A man of a very learned man. How's that? That's the word of the day, learned man. And then we have, the show's going to be great. By the way, Stan Dale is not going to be with us tonight. He is ill. Well, he actually had surgery. I shouldn't say ill. He had surgery last Friday. He's still in a lot of pain. So it's difficult for him to sit and to sit. So to spare him that agony, Stan Dale has the week off. And we wish him well and send him a nice little email. Tell him not only will he be missed or is he being missed, that send him an email. And tell him that we wish a very good recovery for him. Our first guest today, Josh Tully, just a fantastic man, the author of Evangelpreneur, and I probably said that wrong. That's okay. I really mispronounced the title of that book. It doesn't take away or should not detract from the value of that book. I'm going to tell you, it gives you insight how biblical free enterprise can empower your faith, family, and freedom. Really. It's fantastic, you know. Eric has a copy of the book. Joe and I both have copies, as do many of our friends. It's very popular. And that's what it's all about. And again, I want to thank everyone for joining us, and thanks so much for your belief. As a matter of fact, Eric just brought over his copy. Thank you. Sign. Here it is, right here. Evangelpreneur. Okay. And this is a great book. See, we do actually read. We do read. It's a fantastic book. And I'm interested to get Josh Tully's take. Josh Tully's got a very popular talk show as well. And I'm very interested to get his take on a number of issues concerning what's taking place, especially inside the Beltway. You know, and I talked about this during my show, and if you haven't done so already, here's what I ask. I ask that you check out my program, The Doug Hagman Show, that airs from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Global Star Radio Network and BTR. Now, people have said, why don't you put it on podcast? I'm not even sure what that means. It's on Stitcher, it's on BTR, it's on iTunes. Those are all podcasts, as you know, Eric says, so there you go. I've kept it off of YouTube for a while. I mean, and I intend to kind of keep it off for a while. So anyway, so go to BTR. And as a matter of fact, that's your best listening option, and listen to that. And I ask you a favor, follow the show on BTR. Just click the follow button. You'll see it when you go to, If you go to HagmanReport.com, click on the links. It'll take you to our show page. And Joe and John have a show from 2 to 3 p.m. I've got one from 9 to 10 a.m. And I go over a number of different news items. Joe and John, more conversational. And yet they go through their news items as well. But the bottom line is this. We need to get the... We've expanded our reach. We've expanded our information platform. And I'm going to say hello to Karen in Rome. Thank you so much for your email. My goodness, it's great to know you listen, and it's great to know you listen to the new show as well. And as well, from all the people I heard from, people in the Netherlands and Finland and Germany and the UK, Canada, so many people. So thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Check out today's broadcast as well. When I talked about the 49-page playbook that we have that's published, it gives the tactics and the layout of what the communist progressive socialists are intending to do, and that is run opposition and oppose everything, be roadblocks for the forward movement of America as a nation. Nationalism has become a bad word, of course, and of course what they want to do is wage war on anyone who believes that our nation is exceptional. They want to wage war on every person that believes marriage between a man and a wife is a marriage between, is a real marriage, and everything else is fraudulent. They want to wage war on people who believe that Islam is not what it says it is. They want to wage, but most importantly, they want to take out Donald Trump. They want to take down our presidency. They want to delegitimize. That's our whole goal. But I talked about today, 9 to 10, 49 pages of how they are going to do exactly what I just said, to delegitimize Donald Trump, have him impeached, or just get rid of him by any means necessary. The who, the what, the how, and the why is all built in the 49 pages. As soon as I catch my breath, I intend to write a report on this, because this is so important. I mean, when somebody hands you their playbook, there it is. And you know, I want to mention this. I was up extremely early or extremely late, depending on what your viewpoint is. And I think I was at 4 this morning when I was in my office. I was, you know how you get tired? Okay, I've had enough news. I just need a moment. I just need a moment. Lady, the studio dog, looked at me and said, you know, are you going to, what's up with you? You know, she's looking at me like, you know, hey, turn on like, you know, National Geographic, a dog show or something, will you? I brought her to the studio early this morning. And what I ended up doing was I found Rudy, the 1993 film Rudy, on, I think it was TBS or something. And I watched that. I don't know how many people have seen Rudy. I was at Notre Dame. Actually, it was filmed in 1992. It came out in 93. 92, 93 is when the film crew was at Notre Dame. And this is about a young man intent on playing football for Notre Dame. Rudy is just a great movie. Bottom line, I watched it. It just brought back so many memories. But and I sent a Twitter message out about it this morning. You know, we're all champions. We are all champions. And never give up on your dream. You could be a young millennial right now listening to this program for the first time. Or you could be middle-aged or advanced in years. Don't give up. Do not say you don't have a dream, a goal, objective. Because once you do that, you stop living. And I hope Josh Tully, I'm sure he'll be talking about this as well, but I'm going to tell you something. I believe that if you really put your mind to it, I mean, aside from, you know, something totally ridiculous, you can do it. You can do it. So that's my encouraging word of the day. But I just happened to be reminded when I was in my office and Rudy ended like at 6 o'clock this morning, the movie, and I thought, wow, well, how great. How great is that? And I remember actually seeing the film crew there and seeing the extras it was just fun. It was a fun time. What is that now? 20 some years ago. My goodness. 30, No. 30? 20. 20-some years ago. Great movie. Great message. Heartfelt. Now watch, I'm going to get a bunch of emails saying, well, you Jesuit spy, you. But Notre Dame, huh? Can't win. Anyway. So, also, want to mention another bit of housekeeping. If you haven't done so already, make sure, if you're in the market for various books, other items, WND Superstore. WND Superstore. Use promo code Hagman. I want to mention that because we've partnered up with WND, the great organization. They've got the Jonathan Cahn collection. They've got just a number of books about, current events, prophecy, whatever you might be looking at. They also have, I mean, my goodness, they've got water filters. They've got, I'm just saying, they've got jewelry. They've got, I didn't know how much stuff they had. Their books, of course, you know, No Campus for White Men. They've got, just a number of things, but, go to WND Superstore. Superstore.wnd.com. But the important thing is use the promo code Hagman and, help us as we continue to expand our radio enterprise and our broadcasting enterprise. And we've expanded it by what, 10 hours a week now. We've brought John in from the West Coast. We are really moving forward and we expect to have just a fabulous, fabulous time of expansion and to reaching out to more people, getting the truth out to more people and doing so with great effect. And it's because of you. And I thank each and every one of you from the heart, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. I got to mention too, my wife had contacted me at the studio and she said, hey, guess who's playing in our hometown today? And I'm thinking, I don't know, you know, trick question, as if I would ever even think about that, or she would. Turns out Stephanie Quayle, Steve Quayle's daughter, is headlining in our hometown at a outdoor music festival. So she's a great young lady, and I wish I had a chance to go down and see her, but and talk with her for a little bit. But Stephanie Quayle, Steve's daughter, what a great voice, what a talented singer. My goodness, Stephanie Quayle. So, maybe another time. That's great. Don't forget, folks, follow the Hagman Report on social networking. Hagman Report on Facebook, Hagman Report on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, Hagman PI. That's Hagman PI. Or Douglas.Hagman on Facebook. But, do so. And of course, Tech Eric as well. You know, he's busily, he's working behind the scenes. You know, it's pretty cool. So having said all that, do we have Josh Tully? Do we have, we do. So we've got Liftoff. Josh Tully is a good friend of the show, a friend of mine. I've met him. I've talked with him. I've been able to sit down with him, pick his brain a little bit. Josh Tully show, fantastic radio show. Actually, I have it on, very frequently when I'm in my office alone, listening to what he's got to say, kind of going over the landscape. Josh Tully, welcome to the Hagman Report.
Hey, brother, thank you so much for having me again, and congratulations on all the growth and success you guys are having.
Well, thank you. You know, it's kind of like we're outpacing, I gotta tell you, we are outpacing our supply lines, so we need help. Help. Hey, you know.
That's a good problem to have.
It is, except when the bills come due, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know. But, however, we've got such a great audience, and so many people are backing us. Kind of like your audience. You've got a fantastic audience and you've just a wonderful show. For the people who don't know, Josh, give a plug for your show. Tell people a little bit about yourself.
Sure. The show just celebrated its sixth year. We just had a number of new affiliates. It airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. But of course, people love to listen to the podcast version of it. So they can always get it on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher. We have a Josh Tully Show app on Apple as well as Android and I think even Kindle. Monday through Friday, been doing it for a long time, using logic, reason, and strategy, giving people a little bit of a different perspective than what they're used to.
Logic, reason, and strategy. And you know, if people would employ one of the three, they'd be better off. But all three, they, and you attack it that way, and that's pretty cool. All right, so I got to ask you, and congratulations, 6 years. That is
6 years.
Do you feel it? Yeah. I mean, wow. So how many?
Kind of. I'm about to turn 40, so I started the show when I was 33. So yeah, you know, I'm starting to think, man, how the world has changed. But to be honest, I'm also thinking, wow, how right have we been? Both our show and your show, and I remember appearances on yours where we've nailed the predictions. You've been on mine where you've nailed the predictions. So really, we're at that point now where we're getting a track record, where people can look at alternative media and say, hey, wait a second. Not only is that a better source, but dang, they're pretty accurate. So that I'm really enjoying. And I think that's part of the reason why we're exploding. Your channel's exploding, ours is exploding. And I think that's why, because now we've become too big to ignore in a sense.
You know, that's a good point. We've become too big to ignore. But, you know, I watch as we are quietly added to watch lists. Like, for example, you know, the right wing watch list as, or the right wing watch, or, the ACLU, but not necessarily those groups, but groups like them. And yet they are attempting very hard to ignore us, but yet we are getting too big to ignore. And that is something to say. But you've been really right on the mark. And I remember this, and I was talking to Tech Eric, before the show, and you were one of the few people before the election said, this is kind of how it's going to go. And man, it's gone pretty much the way you said it would go. Very interesting with Donald Trump, the election. And so I look back and I think, wow, yeah. You know, and I got to replay some of those because at the time I'm thinking, man, you know what? Boy, he's going on a limb there, but man, you were right on the money. What's on your radar right now? In terms of what are you looking at that you think is the most important given the political and even the geopolitical landscape?
That's a good question. I think some of the things that are on my radar in the news anyway are things like everybody seems to be out of D.C. right now, which of course is always a little odd. It's kind of like the FBI shutting down their World Trade Center office on 9/11, right? So that's a little odd. The fact that I read today that Trump has now surrounded himself with more generals than anybody since Eisenhower. And he might even be adding one or two more to take the lead in that category before too long. That's a little concerning. Not that generals are necessarily bad people, but it's a little concerning. We have the economy based on this false success. You know, record number of Dow averages, 22,000, yay! Yeah, but there's no real substantial economic growth to support that. News article out today, more Americans are having to work 2 and 3 jobs than any time before. So we see these things like, well, unemployment is falling. Well, it's because more and more people are taking more and more part-time jobs. I just dealt with a couple last week. The wife has 3 part-time jobs. The husband has a full-time job and a part-time job. So, yay, we should be happy that unemployment's down? No. People aren't making enough. And when people aren't making enough, it's just like a precursor to Venezuela. Everybody thought, hey, well, it must be going good because look at what they're doing down there. Sean Penn's down there celebrating and they're bragging how they have a 4% unemployment rate. Then all of a sudden, crack, and out comes the weasel. So those are some of the things that are on my radar. And, of course, North Korea, I think it's kind of like cheese on a mousetrap, and that's coming out more today, saying North Korea saying they might target Guam as an attack. Of course, we're going to be preemptive, right? So yeah. 3, 2, 1, get ready for that, and, you know, away we go.
Do you think, okay, so how concerned are you that, and this to me is like the big question of the day. Anytime you turn on the news and there's discussion of North Korea, well, they've got potentially an ICBM that could reach Chicago or the west coast of the United States. Or at the very least, certainly lob a couple, you know, across the DMZ or the 33rd parallel. How concerned are you that we're looking at some event? Or is this all bluster?
I'm more concerned not because of the technology that they've developed, but the need to go to war, and I'll kind of explain that. So you have Trump take office, and there's this whole Russian collusion thing. We know that Hillary was more in collusion with Russia than Trump was. Everybody knows that. That's a fact. Hillary, Lynch, Comey, now all admitting that they are criminals. We might as well lock them up. But we also know that Trump has a pretty short temper. So you float this little balloon out there that says, oh, Russian collusion, Russian collusion. We'll get Donald Trump Jr. involved in this. Throw in Kushner just for the Illuminati's sake and make this all weird and spicy gumbo. But then you're going to have to distract the world from this gumbo. And how do you do that? Well, you get into a war. Just like Bill Clinton went into Somalia because he wanted everybody to forget he was stooping Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office. Same sort of thing. And this looks a lot like, well, I need to distract everybody from what's going on. Look around the planet. Oh, look at that. North Korea. And it, like I referenced earlier, it seems like that little bit of cheese on a mousetrap, right?
Right.
Somebody put the cheese there. Because
true.
Think about this. If North Korea really wanted a nuke, they could have had one at any time in the past 50 years. They have friends in Iran. They have friends in China. They even have some whispered friends in Russia. So they could, those allies could lose one somehow, and it could end up in North Korea. So the reality is they could have had one. The problem with this is if it is a mousetrap, what is it a mousetrap for? North Korea has a very large army, but they have a very outdated army. So they couldn't really launch an invasion into the U.S. They could lob some stuff over here and make it nasty. But the reality is that if we were going to fight them, it would be fighting them in North Korea, which would be entrenched, and it could be a very long and nasty war, especially because half these people think that what's-his-face, Kim Jong-un, is some sort of non-defecating deity. And so you have this sort of entrenchment, but the reality is you have all these troops that are from China lining up on the Korean border, and you have Russia lining up on their shared little portion of the Korean border.
Yep.
And you have this situation where you're saying, okay, well, is China for us or against us? Now, they've appeared to be for us as of late, saying, yeah, we're going to sign off on this UN Security Council resolution to issue more sanctions on North Korea. But they've also violated six of the things that they agreed to since meeting with Donald Trump just a few months ago. So you have to wonder, what are they up to? If this were going to go to a full-scale war, I would think that North Korea wouldn't do it alone. They would do it with an ally, because they know they would need an ally in order for this to be successful. So then you have to wonder, well, wait a second, was this a potential ally of North Korea saying, hey, tell you what, we'll put the cheese out there, you be the bait, and when the big bad bully comes around, we'll take a bat to him. So that's kind of a proliferary concern I have. An attached concern to that is I'm afraid that we might have an attack from North Korea somewhere in America. Wink, wink.
Yes.
North Korea didn't do it, but it kind of looks like they did, so let's blame them, and then next thing you know, off we go.
Interesting. And I lights out, too. I mean, it could be a lights out scenario, as we've been talking about, and how convenient would that be, as you had stated? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but yeah, we got to watch that.
Yeah, you do. You really do. Because, I mean, the same thing happened in Vietnam. You know, obviously we're in a mild conflict there, and then what do you know? A ship goes down. And then for the rest of the entire war, the Vietnamese never went after another ship. How coincidental. So, right? I mean, the one thing you did that actually worked and you never try it again? Anyway, so you have that situation that's just teed up perfectly for Trump, whether it's an organic attack from North Korea or a synthetic one that gets, you know, blamed on North Korea. Either way, this thing seems to be heading up, and it's escalating by the hour. I don't know if you check Drudge much.
Oh yeah.
About every hour now, somebody around the world is commenting on the Korean situation. Russia is saying, okay, everybody just take a step back, take a breath. North Korea is saying, well, we'll hit Guam. We know we can hit that. We'll just show you the sort of might and power we have. The bottom line is nobody watching this show, at least nobody that I know, has stars on their shoulder or lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So we have to deal with whatever these geniuses come up with. And either way, I'm not feeling too good, which kind of leads into what we talked about before Trump was elected and how many of those predictions are coming true.
Oh, man. Yeah. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have Jackie, my daughter and the administrative assistant here, I'm going to have her find the, encapsulate some of your appearances. Especially, I mean, the times, I can't remember the dates, but right before, because you had come across with some really heavy-hitting information that we're seeing play out today. And so, okay, so this North Korean thing, where Trump is vowing now fire and fury, and even when you consider his rhetoric, that's disconcerting. But, and of course, the, you know, the possibilities of what we call false flags, but then there's the other part of it as well. The fact that, well, the fire and fury part in the North Korean situation before we put this to kind of to bed, and we're at the bottom of the hour already. My question was going to be, and we can address this on the other side, the role of China and Russia in the larger context, whereas North Korea is a proxy or a pawn in this. And then that'll take us segue into Russia as it is the narrative for the supposed impeachment. And we'll hit on the impeachment next segment.
Sounds
stay
good.
Right where you're at. All right. Josh Tully, joshtully.com, our guest, friend of the program, author of Evangelpreneur. This book right here, fantastic, fantastic book. I recommend it, highly recommend it to everyone, every Christian, every conservative, every person that's sucking air. Grab this book and break back.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Perata's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
you know, people listen to it. People that I know, especially from the church, that people listen to people like Dave Ramsey, okay? Or other, I don't know what you would call them, Christian entrepreneurs. I'm going to tell you right now, ain't nobody, that's right, I said the word ain't, ain't nobody got Josh Tully beat. Josh Tully's got a great book out, and rumor has it, I don't know, he's working on some more, but I'm not allowed to say. Super secret, but Evangelopreneur, hopefully I pronounced that right, but this is a great book for any Christian. It's got extremely great praise, and I've read it. Tech Eric has a copy, Joe's got a copy, and we're all we love this book. But definitely look this book up, grab your copy of this book, and be enriched by it. But Josh Tully's our guest, joshtully.com, the Josh Tully Show, which is just a remarkably popular show that you can hear on numerous platforms, and I would recommend that in your day-to-day listening retinue. Is that a word, retinue? Anyway. All right, Josh, before the break, we were talking about North Korea as being the, kind of like a trinket, and I know what you said. Yeah, we got to watch out for false flags, but, okay, so here we are. We've got, like, multiple chess games going, or maybe even a three-level chess game at play here geopolitically. And that's not to say Trump is playing three-level chess. It's just saying that there's a game going on. I don't know who in the hell is playing, but I've got to tell you, something's going on here, and we're not getting the whole picture. Impeachment is looming, seemingly. You got a federal grand jury that's impaneled, not for the right reasons, in my view. You got Trump that's in the crosshairs, as well as our American independence, I believe, in the crosshairs. You got North Korea acting up very conveniently. You got all this going on. How does all this fit together, my brother? I mean, I gotta know.
Man, that is the $20 trillion missing dollar question. You know, that's it. It's one of those situations where you have to say, okay, well, I would assume that most of the people watching this, listening to this, had picked a side and voted. But then even the side you voted for, you're scratching your head thinking, oh my gosh, what sort of decisions are you making? So the reality is, and we predicted this, the reality is that what we're watching is we're watching a Donald Trump presidency that's going to continue to be ineffective for the duration of the 4 years that he's in. It's not going to drain the swamp. It's just going to stir it up a little bit, and it's going to kind of kick that hornet's nest. So even if you think, okay, well, Trump's just the cat's meow, well, it still reveals some deep, deep, deep-seated problems here. We know for a fact that there's a quiet coup going on. That's not even questionable. You have the intelligence community, which is leaking stuff on a sitting president. I don't care who the president is. That is a coup attempt in order to oust him. So that's happening. That's
125. I'm going to tell you, the leaks are occurring at a rate of 7 times more under Trump than any other president. 125 leaks in 126 days during from January to whatever, or from November, from November to whatever. It's anarchy. It's a coup. That indeed, coup is the proper word. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and then you have Roger Stone, who I'm sure you've talked to, and he's been on my show too. But you have Roger Stone out here saying that the coup actually happened, that Kelly taking over as chief of staff was a quiet way of saying, hey, you know what, we're going to run the show now, thank you so much, you just sit there, golf a little bit, and we'll take it from here, thank you. And to be honest, that's got a lot of people in D.C. concerned because of what we're seeing happening. I mean, just I understand that a lot of Trump supporters might be out there, but think about this for a second. Candidate Trump said under no circumstances should we arm the Saudis. They're the number one state sponsor of terror, that they should not be, you know, welcome to the table. You do not want to give these people weapons. Well, 5.5 months into this thing, what do? We give them $115 billion worth of weapons.
Yeah.
He also said that as candidate, he said we should never let Saudi Arabia get involved in our energy independence and our energy production here at home. So what happened? They now bought the other half of Dutch Shell and the largest oil refinery in the United States. And some people might say, well, it's a private company. Can't they sell it to who they want? The answer is absolutely not. That's why the Saudis met with Rex Tillerson the week before they bought it, because you cannot, as a foreign country, through the company that's owned by the state, Aramco, right, buy that piece of property. You have to have the president's approval, the Secretary of State's approval, and they got it. So energy independence, never to the Saudis, sold that. Weapons, never to the Saudis, sold that too. And then you look at what we did in Qatar. You look at, you know, just some of these relationships that were, it's a mess. No matter how you spin it, flip it, twist it, it's a mess. And on your show, I predicted that he was going to change his mind on the Dreamers. He did. What else? Made with American steel. No, it's not. The list keeps going and going.
So stop right there. The Dreamers. What kind of, what did he do with that? I was reading a couple of different versions, it seemed like. I couldn't wrap my mitts around exactly what compromises he made with the Dreamers with any degree of specificity.
Sure. Remember, the Dreamers were supposed to be deported. It doesn't matter how you got here. Doesn't matter if you had anchor babies. Doesn't matter what the cause was. Sorry, got to go.
Right.
And then a few weeks into his presidency, he had a change of mind. And people can Google this. Just Google Trump changes his mind on Dreamers, and you'll find it. But that actually reveals something else. And that's this idea that there's this element of cover-up that all the nations are participating in, but no nation wants to blow the whistle on. So you're actually seeing the ramifications of that secret, and I think that's part of the reason why he's changing his mind on so many issues.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm concerned, and this goes into your comment as well, I think, that we need to visit here about him surrounding himself with so many more generals, or as many generals as Eisenhower. Okay, what's going on there? Because that, to me, makes me nervous. When you bring in, like Kelly, when you bring in military into the executive branch or organs of the executive office, you've got, man, there's something not right with that on a number of levels. But what's going on? I mean,
well, so much military in so many different positions. I mean, obviously, Secretary of Defense, yeah, that makes sense. Put
right.
somebody in the military there. Homeland Security, yep, I could kind of see that too. But then you start getting these other departments, and he's got five generals who are now appointed, and that number might grow. Because keep in mind, one of the failings so far of the Trump administration is not only are they not getting people approved through Capitol Hill, but they're not even appointing people. There's over 150 unappointed. They didn't even nominate anybody yet. So, wait a second. You had months prior to inauguration. You've had 6 months now. That's almost a year if you add it all up, plus the time you're running. Didn't you have an idea who you wanted to at least nominate, let them say no? But it turns out that that's not the case. And I just looked it up. It was back in April that Trump says Dreamers can rest easy under my immigration policies.
Oh.
And the Dreamers are not in danger. So that's the sort of thing I'm talking about, where it's this complete reversal. And I'm not trying to throw Trump under the bus. That's not it at all. As a matter of fact, if you're really a Trump supporter, you would look at his campaign rhetoric, look at the current rhetoric, and say, wait a second, is my president in danger? Did something happen? Yes, there might be things that he didn't know as a candidate that he does know now. That could be. But is that going to be happening on all these issues? And if so, are we really capable of fixing them? So even if you're a diehard, you know, born in the wool sort of Trump supporter, you have to start questioning what's going on.
That's a good point. And I know that time goes fast when you're around, because you're just a wealth of knowledge. And something I want to get into, because this is your specialty. And, you know, again, your book, Evangelpreneur. What's wrong with that? You laugh every
That's
time
so
I say
funny,
that.
That's so funny, man. Every time. The book came out, 2 years ago now? And every time I'm on, you say it in a different way. It's hilarious. I love it.
Okay. Walk me through it. I'll say it with you.
So we have evangel, like evangelist.
Right.
So evangel.
Evangel.
And then preneur, like entrepreneur. So evangel.
Evangelpreneur. Oh man, tomorrow I'm gonna start working on my big letters and also my numbers tomorrow, I promise. Okay.
And And just real quickly, because I'm reading the comments too. Dorothy had a comment, Josh, that's not true. He's appointed people, but Congress isn't approving them. That's actually not true, Dorothy. That's partially true with people that he's appointed and they haven't approved. But if you actually look at the appointments up for nomination, there are over 100 and I think 150 of them that have no, nominee at all. So yes, Congress isn't there doing their job, but in addition to that, he hasn't placed a lot of people up for appointment either. And that's a great example of how there's a lot of confusion about these sort of issues out there.
Wow. Okay. And thanks for following the comments. I don't follow.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
I can multitask.
Yeah, I can't. Well, it is evident by, well, anyway. Thanks for accommodating the people in the chat. So one of the things you're really good at is kind of making it real for everybody. And I think this is what this is what I love about you. Here we are. It is 2017, August. We've had Donald Trump in office now for 201 days today. This is his 201st day in office. What can the average person, the people like, you know, Eric, the tech, me, and everyone listening, what can we do to better our lives, to better ourselves, to better our situation? And you talk about this in your book, which you rightfully pronounce, but I'm not going to now that I'm embarrassed. What can we do, and what should we be doing that we're not doing to really make the changes that we want in our own lives, and even if we think a little bit bigger, for our country?
Well, we have to get off of this idea that everything is Washington, D.C.'s fault. It's obviously a problem. It's a problem that has been in existence since 1774, and it's going to continue down this trail of just nastiness as time plays out here. So we have to say, wait a second, not everything is their fault. What we've done is we've turned government into God, and both sides have done this. They just put a different idol on the mantle. And we say, okay, well, I need jobs. Government, give me jobs. I need food. Government, give me food. I need health care. Government, give me health care. We've turned government into God as opposed to turning God back into God. So we have to say to ourselves, you know what? It doesn't matter what D.C. is doing. They're not the reason I'm not talking to my wife. It doesn't matter what D.C. is doing. They're not the reason why I'm not actively involved in raising my children. It doesn't matter what D.C. is doing. They're not to blame for me not knowing who my neighbors are. There are a lot of things that we can do. Now, is D.C. to blame for a lot of stuff? Absolutely. But we ignore what we can do. And instead, we almost blame D.C. for the reality that our lives aren't what we want them to be, because it serves as a scapegoat and an excuse for us not doing what we are supposed to be doing, and that's to be building that community. And in addition to that, we have to realize that free enterprise, entrepreneurship, has been and always will be the fuel for the future. So any candidate that focuses more on creating jobs as opposed to creating businesses, it's not going to fix the problem. I don't care if employment or unemployment, rather, went down to zero. If unemployment goes down to zero, it doesn't fix the economic problem we find ourselves in. It doesn't fix the divorce rate. It doesn't fix the weak-wristed churches. It doesn't fix all those other problems, because the only thing we can do is get involved in a God-type economy, and that's not employment. So we have to get back to this position where we take responsibility for ourselves. And it's interesting that the Republican, conservative, liberty side say, well, Democrats, you don't take responsibility for yourselves. How well are we taking responsibility for ourselves? How many churches have now just turned into conservative safe spaces? There's no difference between a safe space on a college for a bunch of liberal pansies and a church that's for conservative pansies. We just want to go into these places that make us feel good and safe and like our gifts are accounted for. And then life goes on and we don't achieve what we're called to do. So we really have to be careful with that.
This is why I love Josh Dolley. I'm telling you, because if you just heard what he said, that is so true. And so, but But we can make the difference. And it's interesting you mentioned that too. The big news that, you know, all the unemployment figures down, it's not about that. It's about something much deeper. And of course you address that as well as in your book and of course on your radio show, but it's about something much deeper and much more comprehensive, much, much more inclusive than just, how many people are employed at TGI Fridays or whatever, the case might be. So, okay. but you're right. And we must enact that difference, and we have that ability. And I think, you know what? Tell me, do you think people have more, are people more optimistic in that respect today, or have they lost their will? Have they lost their way?
Yes and no. So it's interesting. When you look at survival supply sales and gun sales, all that sort of stuff has gone down under Trump administration because we think, oh, Trump is here to save the day. Perfectly proving my point, by the way, that we pray to government to fix it. Oh, we got our guy in. Everything's going to magically fix itself. The reality is that it's getting worse, not better, regardless of how you feel about Trump. Think about it. Since Trump has taken office, there's been more physical attacks against conservatives and Christians than ever before. You have people with Trump hats getting ripped out of their car and beaten. Now is the time you prepare. Now is the time you arm yourself. Not when Obama was in office. Now. Because even if Trump does an awesome, outstanding, bang-up job, what's going to happen as soon as he gets out of office? Do you think the enemy's just going to go, oh, well, yeah, we got beat, we're done? No. Socialism, communism is going to come back with a vengeance because they're going to have to reinstill this mindset that their way is better. And we're starting to see that already. If you look at the television ratings for news, who's winning? The Young Turks just got a $20 million investment, $200 million downloads a month. Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, their ratings are up. Why? Because the people who are 30 and under are all saying, well, you know, even Jesus was a socialist, so I'm going to go with socialism. So I'm telling you right now is the time to get ready. Now is when you build the communities. Now is when you get the survival supplies. Now is when you learn how to shoot and start businesses. Everything you thought was going to happen under Obama, it's more likely to happen in 3.5 years once Trump gets out of office.
Or sooner, if the progressives have their way, the communists have their way. And I can't think of any better advice than what you just said. Now is the time to get ready. And you're always right on with your advice. Folks, go to joshtolley.com. That's Josh Tolley, TOLLEY.com. It's linked off of our website. And make sure you listen to him on a daily basis. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on. But more importantly, he's going to help us. He helps us understand what we need to do. It's not just talking about the problems. It's talking about solutions. We've got about, I don't know, 8 minutes left. I got to ask you, here we are. 201 days into the Trump administration, celebrated 200 days yesterday. You gave some really fantastic, right on the money, right on the nose predictions, or I don't want to call them predictions. They're reasoned analyses. You had given our audience reason what you believe would happen based on your reasoned analysis. Okay, 200 days in. What's it going to look like, or what's the next 200 days, you know, going to look like in your view, considering, I'm not going to hold you to it, but considering all things being equal and nothing blows the smithereens, you know, via nuclear device or whatever?
Well, that's really interesting you said that, because on your show before, I said within the first 8 months or so, that there is going to be some sort of catastrophe that gets us into something, and we are looking like that is staring us in the eye right now.
Let's throw that possibility of a nuclear thing. We'll toss that back in. Go ahead. Okay, now we'll relook at it. All right.
So you have that, obviously. You have the potential false flag of North Korea. But what you're also going to see is you're going to see the economy start to figure out, wait a second, this isn't really real true growth. And you're going to start to see stock market resets. You're going to see companies that revalue or reassess their earnings reports, because right now it was all built on hype. I mean, even today there was an article that came out talking about the Foxconn deal for Apple phones up in Wisconsin. Well, it turns out that that's actually not going to turn profitable for the state until about 2043 or 2034 or something like that. Which, of course, keep this in mind. By the time they get to that point, that deal's going to be restructured. And I know that's a long-term prediction, but you're going to be on the air for a while, so am I, so we'll circle back to that in 2034. But they're going to restructure that deal. And there's nothing in that agreement that says that they have to employ humans. So watch, once the fanfare is gone, in come the automation and the robots, and well, we're just going to have to restructure, and it makes more sense to replace you with a robot. Because automation makes labor in America cheaper than labor in China, because now you don't have to ship it anywhere. So as automation upticks, you're going to continue to see more companies relocate to America. A lot of people are going to falsely get happy about that until they realize that they're not going to be the beneficiaries of it. You're also going to see a lot of continued international pressure. As Brexit comes into full effect, there's going to be more blame on the Trump administration. And you're going to see, as kind of hinted at already, possible incursions in other places like the Philippines. So we have to be careful with that as well. And I'm telling people right now, you have to start looking into entrepreneurship. Because as that economic reset happens, you're going to be dealing with it. And what's so funny about this is nothing has changed economically from the fiat currency, the Federal Reserve, all that other sort of stuff that fans of your show have been talking about for the last 7-8 years. Yep. Nothing has changed. But for some reason, now that Trump's in charge, everybody thinks, oh, well, none of that actually exists. That fake currency that Ron Paul was talking about, don't worry about it. The fact that we're not seeing actual incomes go up, don't worry about it. Reality is people are making less and less actual real take-home money than ever before. We're not keeping up with 10% inflation. It cannot happen in an employment-based economy, regardless of who the president is. So get Evangelpreneur right now.
Amen.
And you can get that at WorldNet Daily Superstore, actually. So
hey, that's
go there to get it and support
there you go.
The Hagmans.
Hey, thank you. And yeah,
you're welcome.
But what if we want, like we have here, do you have a place for autographed copies or no?
Well, thank you. Doug, this is what I love about you, man. It's really, truly, this is a friendship. Like, you are so good at plugging me, and even last time I was on telling everybody to buy from your sponsors, I love plugging you guys. I love you. Yes, you can get an autographed copy if you go to joshtully.com. Purchase one there. No additional charge, but I'll sign it for you.
Cool. See, and again, that's why I love you, because no extra charge, and you'll sign it for us, and then I can turn around, sell it on eBay, make a profit according to the steps within the book itself, which is just a vicious circle. No, I'm kidding. But by the way, your signature on eBay is going, it's on the rise, so I've been watching that.
Better than Bitcoin, man. You need a Josh Tully signature. Just real quickly, because I am multitasking.
Sure.
Roger says, Josh, you're getting your Foxconn information from MSN, beware. Actually, I'm not. The only thing I got from them was what I just said, is that the news is reporting that the tax payoff won't happen until 1934. But the automation part of the deal, that hasn't hit the media. You actually have to have sources inside Wisconsin, which we happen to.
Wow.
So that's not mainstream media at all. But thanks for the concern, Roger. I appreciate it, brother.
Interesting. Okay, and there is a distinction with a huge difference, and I'm glad you addressed that.
Yeah.
In 2 minutes, anything that we haven't covered that you want to cover in the last 2 minutes of our time together here?
Oh, yeah. Love each other. Love each other. Seriously. I mean, yeah. Everybody's freaking out about everything. Everything from Planet X to the eclipse to Nibiru to earthquakes. Stop being afraid without solutions. Are there things to be afraid of? Sure, absolutely. But you don't know if you're going to live for the next breath you take anyway. So take that time and say, hey, who do I really love? Let them know, like, I love my family, my mom, my brothers, my dad. I love all them, obviously my new wife. But also build that community and say, hey, you know what? How do we grow this into a tribe? The people who are successful in this planet, whether it's the Jews or the Muslims or whoever, they are always great at building tribes. We happen to be in America extremely terrible at it, because we would rather get at each other's throats over one little disagreement than say, hey, wait a second, let's unite over the big things and fight the adversary in the room. And the adversary is counting on that. They're counting on us splitting into, well, 41,000 Christian denominations, 78 versions of what nationalist is, 27-some-odd versions of what libertarian is. And as long as we keep doing that, we're actually shooting ourselves in the foot. The other thing is, well, I don't have time to cover it, so talk to me at some point about the population issue, because we need to fix that as well.
Oh, yes, and we want to have you back, because you're a crowd pleaser, you're a crowd favorite, you're a I got to tell you, people have I've been getting emails like all the time, when are you going to have Josh Tully on the show? And I'm glad John arranged this. 5 months.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, he is. And 5 months married, Josh Tully. Sorry, women. Sorry, ladies. But happily married, and just what a great guy, what a great author, what a prolific author, great talk show host. And I want to thank you so much for coming on, and thanks for being part of our family. I feel like you're family. I really do.
Oh, thank you, brother. Anytime. We're going to have you on the show, too. So I'll have my producer set that up, because you haven't been on in a while, and we need to have you on.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, you can have your guys call our guys. I'm kidding. But with that, yeah.
Well, you're picking up now. You have people. So I'll have my people call your people. You know, we'll work something out. Have a Catalonia.
All right. Josh Tully, joshtully.com. Josh, thanks, buddy. Have a great night, and thanks for your gift of time. Give my best to your wife, and God bless. All right. Wow. What a great segment. Folks, we're going to be right back after this network break. Make sure you visit joshtully.com. Also, WND Superstore, Josh's book, or write up for an autographed copy. Fantastic. So, going to be right back. Stay right where you're at. Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly. Yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available, anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. A Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smoke. Fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove, in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. TimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288. PreciousTimberProfits.com. PreciousTimberProfits.com.